Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California IA, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
They're on the porch. It's 57 degrees. They're in a good mood. They're pretty well sauced up because the Bucks won today in Indianapolis, 38-31. So they're feeling their oats and they're feeling pretty good.
That's great.
Yep. So there you go. So Tampa is alive and well. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, here we go again. The Omicron variant, according to the person who reported this to begin with in South Africa, said that it causes unusual but mild symptoms. Now, this is coming from the South African Medical Association head who reported this to the World Health Organization. In the meantime, Ted Cruz probably said what everybody in the country is feeling again. He torched the unelected Dr. Fauci, who has distorted facts to lord over Americans and doesn't stop there, when Fauci said today on Face the Nation, "I am the science."
Well, yeah, he was not really, Captain, going to try to, I think, soften the perception that he's made these astounding claims that if you're attacking him, you're attacking science, or these kinds of things. Doesn't wear too well out there across the highways and byways. What people are wondering about, what they're worried about, is what does Omicron mean for their daily lives? Does it mean that somebody in the government, Dr. Fauci perhaps, is going to suggest don't have Christmas? Are they going to say have a lockdown, do this, do that? I don't think the American people are really willing to accept that kind of thing, Captain, but we sure are seeing a lot happening around the world, including Israel, and now we understand Japan has now closed its borders to foreigners as well because of Omicron.
Well, they're scared to death over something they don't know very much about, and you're right about Israel. They shut their borders to all foreigners. They're using a phone tracking technology over the Omicron COVID-19 variant, too. If you've been out of the country or been to one of the countries in Africa, they will know by your phone. And the USA, as you said, has shut down travel from 8 countries. We also know about Japan doing the same. But here's the deal, okay? Like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, there are some states that if the federal government says, oh, you must shut down, you must close this, you must that, they're going to tell Joe Biden, let me see, let's go, Brandon, okay? That's what they're going to tell him. Because Florida, right now, is now tied for the lowest COVID-19 cases per capita in the United States. Now, as of November 26th, which was, let me see, 3 days ago, the update showed the Sunshine State reported a daily average of 1,393 Chinese Communist Party cases as of Friday, or about 6 cases per 100,000 people. That represents a 5% decrease over the past 2 weeks.
That's right. And, Captain, you mentioned the South African Medical Association. This is Dr. Angelique Kotze, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She discovered Omicron, the Omicron variant, and has concerns about what she calls the hype that is going on now around the variant. And so it's interesting that the very person who's seen this, diagnosed this, seen the symptoms and so forth, does have concerns about how the media is reacting, how governments obviously are reacting as well.
Well, Hawaii has had a daily average of 81 COVID-19 cases, or about 6 per 100,000 people. Puerto Rico has had about 82 COVID-19 cases, representing about 2 cases per 100,000 people. And then, of course, when we take a look at the other red states out there, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, they also have seen a drop in their COVID cases. Meanwhile, Michigan has the highest number in the country right now, and they, by the way, were involved in a lockdown as recently as 2 weeks ago.
It really is interesting to see how the lockdowns actually played out, how these things actually happened. And, of course, you know, forget Omicron for a few moments, mm-hmm. The Delta variant and so forth, all these, it's all very real, and so keep taking the precautions that you've taken. Make sure, you know, a lot of people have gotten vaccinated, a lot of people are getting their boosters. So there are a lot of things you can do in order to make sure that if, in fact, you could be infected, mm-hmm. that you're not going to be severely affected by this disease.
Correct. And most of the blue states that I got here in front of me are all showing high numbers. They're all blue states. How about that? I mean, it tells you something when the Republican governors are getting it right and the blue states aren't, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Mike is on the telephone. We'll get to him when we come back. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, hold the fort. We're going to do something here. And we're getting
ready. Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Mixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe at Mixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain. And we'll see you there.
Now, that's Thursday, folks, because tomorrow, Tuesday, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue from about 11:30 or maybe a little bit later. Depends on my doctor's appointment at 10:30. But anyway, I'll be over there until 1:30. So you can come and have lunch with us at West Waters. Now, let's go back to Kyle Warren first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, this portion of the program, folks, brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Listen, folks, I'm not going to tell you to go buy a certain product. I'm just going to tell you to go to the website, take a look at everything that's there, and you'll see it says price with promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Now, if you double-click on the Radio Listener Specials page, you will see even more insanely low prices on a two dozen or more items over there. Again, promo code is Captain. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now remember, Christmas is now not very far away here, about 3 weeks and a few days. And you can certainly order whatever you want. There's something there at MyPillow.com for every member of your family. Go check it out. Take advantage of these tremendous prices that are there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to save the money. And if you need to call them on the phone, 800-641-5459 is the number. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle, we're going to pick up Mike out of Clearwater. Okay, Mike, what's up?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle?
Busy weekend.
Busy weekend. Yes, sir. You know, Kyle, isn't it funny? I sort of predicted this a while back. I remember telling you that they were going to, at some point, try to buy the vote. Now we have Omicron, so now they're going to start scaring people. You know, they're going to start talking about sending out, you know, $1,500 or whatever amount they choose to people. And this madness and foolishness and lockdowns, it's going to start all over again. So I want your comment on that. And then the other comment, I was listening to Bill Cunningham earlier, and he brought up a good point. When Donald Trump shut down the borders, he was a racist, he was a homophobe. He was this, he was that, he was, every dirty name they could throw at him. Now Biden's going to shut down the border, but apparently it's okay. So, you know, what a hypocrisy they have. What's your comment on that? Thank you so much, Kyle.
Well, go ahead, Kyle, but I think, you know, I already know the answer, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Mike. And, the lockdown, I just don't know that people are really going to accept it.
No.
I really don't think so. I think that even small business, I don't think the dangling the, hey, we'll give you some extra money or something like that is going to work again because it didn't really work the first time. We see so many small businesses still struggling, especially restaurants. And, yes, they are trying to scare people. And when the candidate, Biden, called Donald Trump a xenophobe, and this kind of thing, when Trump wanted to shut down travel from China, well, he was simply doing that to win an election, and not in a dissimilar way to when Kamala Harris during the election said she didn't want to take the Trump vaccine, right? Unless Tony Fauci told her it was okay. So they started all this stuff of politicizing the virus and the response from day one, and now it's coming back to bite them a little bit.
Well, Kyle, yesterday, the former FDA administrator, Scott Gottlieb, said on CBS's Face the Nation that vaccine developers had a pretty good degree of confidence that fully vaccinated people who've gotten a COVID-19 booster, amongst other things, are protected against the Omicron variant. Now, that's not bad news. That's good news. Now, is it a definite answer? No, because we'll know in a couple of weeks for sure with the testing that's being done right now on people that have had like one COVID shot, two COVID shots, and then the booster on top of the two COVID shots. So we will know. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Did you see Chuck Todd yesterday on television?
I didn't see him, but I did hear what he talked about, though, in regards to Biden, yes.
He let the cat out of the bag on the media's obsession with the new COVID variant. And I'm telling you, this is only going to get worse from the mainstream media with the new hypocritical travel bans that the Biden administration is announcing. Now, I get it. The people coming in from Africa, I get that. Okay, see, we got to watch that, okay? We got a couple cases up in Canada that were reported. But does that mean we're going to shut the border down to all the Canadians that are coming down here to spend, I don't know, $3-4 million, whatever it is, they spend in the winter in the U.S.? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either, Captain. And Chuck Todd, yesterday on Sunday, basically said, ultimately, this is also a political problem. Biden ran on taming the pandemic, and he prematurely declared, get this, folks, independence of the virus back in July.
Yep.
So, yeah, so they definitely, now it's going to be very interesting how they come at Biden with this idea that, no, we're not free of COVID. We're not free of COVID, because it's going to continue to run our lives.
Well, let's not forget that Joe Biden should remember about the pandemic and the narrative that he tried to sell the people about how the Republicans were anti-vaccine, anti-mask, insinuating Republicans were dangerous for America going into 2020 and then going into 22. We're hearing the same message, only this time it's being echoed by the likes of Joe Biden and Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow. And Rachel Scott on ABC News, who also brought this up. And the thing of it is, Kyle, is fool you once, shame on me, right?
Yeah, it's, well, yeah, I think, yeah, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Exactly.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're not going to let this happen.
Well, no, not at all, especially, Captain, because we have something to compare it to. We have something to compare it to, well, especially mm-hmm. the state of Florida. They simply can't try to run the same game. Now, some people will sort of fall for it, but the notion is it's not that there's no COVID or it's not real or these kinds of things, but the way that it's been dealt with has actually been very, very bad for business, for kids learning. I mean, you name it. In other words, and the goalposts keep changing because early mm-hmm. on, Captain, it was my understanding that we wanted to make sure we didn't overwhelm the hospitals, mm-hmm. able to treat people, get them vaccinated. But now it's gone to an idea of zero risk of mm-hmm. ever seeing COVID, and that's not possible in the real world.
Now, I don't want to say I told you so, but I'm going to get up and open up my little crystal ball here because we've been pretty good with our crystal ball lately. Because
yep.
I told you I thought they were going that the police in California were going to try to set up a trap for these smash and grab people. And what did they do over the weekend, Kyle?
Well, what happened was, Captain, those who evidently stole a lot of the sledgehammers and stuff from the Home Depot in Lakewood, California, they were caught up in Beverly Hills.
Which is where they wanted to go to begin with, because the last time they tried to get into the cases, they couldn't get into them.
That's right, because they pounded on the windows of Saks Fifth Avenue, for example, that they were too strong. So, yeah, we theorized last week that maybe they went to Lakewood to get some sledgehammers.
Yeah, that they went there to grab the burglary tools and go back to where they came from to try to do what they were going to do.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And I didn't know anything except for what it looked like was obvious.
That's right. That's right. So I got to tell you, you know, I'm glad they caught them, you know, for one thing, because hopefully it'll...
Maybe they were listening.
Maybe so, but hopefully it'll lead to maybe the whatever network they have in that sense and try to get to some others and connect them up with these crimes. It's scaring people too, Captain, and it's actually...
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, because you got people out there. You know, I was out on over the weekend at a shopping mall and so forth, but yeah, you kind of keep your eye out. You don't know what's going to happen at this point.
Well, I think they're going to be real selective about where they're going to be doing things because a lot of people are worried about down here in Florida. I've heard some comments about it. I says, first of all, they would probably get shot because somebody would be there with concealed carry weapons on them and they would start shooting at the people trying to bust open doors and windows and all that stuff. But anyway, that's just my theory on it. Okay, we'll be right back. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says President Biden will address Americans on Monday with an update on his administration's response to the new and concerning COVID-19 variant called Omicron. The White House says upon the president's return from his Thanksgiving holiday on Nantucket, he immediately got an in-person briefing from Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci and the rest of the White House COVID-19 team. A Texas-born actor has made his decision about whether he's going to run for Texas governor or not, and the answer is not. Actor Matthew McConaughey making that announcement in a video message on Twitter on Sunday.
It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
McConaughey has suggested he might run for over a year. He has been looking pretty good in some hypothetical polls, and this is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And don't forget, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've taken it for well over 6 years now, and it's part of my integrated health plan that helps me with the problems that I've got, namely my left foot, ankle, and leg, my back, my right shoulder, and my left wrist, all of which I have problems with due to arthritis or bursitis or the fusion in my spine or the constant pain and swelling that goes on in my left ankle and foot due to the problems I have there. But Relief Factor has become the blessing for me because I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril. Those were prescription drugs, and they had some side effects to them, and I got rid of them. And instead of taking a handful of Aleve a couple times a day, I now take two packets of Relief Factor, once when I get up in the daytime and once about midnight, so I do my show and don't have any discomfort sitting here in this chair for this long stretch that I'm in. But it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on. And the great thing is it goes right to the source of the pain. And the best part of that is I found out that when I take it, it will alleviate the pain in more than one area. because you have it in your system and it's working for your whole body. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's 100% drug-free, and it helps support healthy joints and muscles in the healing process, too. Now, it only costs $19.95 to get it started. The three-week quick start is what that's called, $19.95 and the three-week quick start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out the little video tutorial that's there. It'll answer any questions you've got, and then go to the website and see all the different products that they have there. But Relief Factor is the name of the product, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm not going to say I've got this figured out, but I've been sitting here giving a lot of thought to how do they get rid of Joe Biden, and would they replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris for a long period of time and let her run for the presidency? And by them, I mean the Democrats in 2024. I don't think so, but here's what I think will happen. You ready?
Yep.
Joe Biden's numbers are down to 30% in 17 states, and they're dropping even lower than that. Probably as the days continue to pick up. Nobody's buying what he's selling anymore. Not even the Democrats.
No, they're not. Not at all.
Now, his close circle is following him along like little sheepdogs, but nobody else is. So my crystal ball is telling me that after the midterm elections and the Democrats get their butts handed to them, Joe Biden is suddenly going to step down because of the advice of his doctors and advice from his family and his wife. He's going to retire on a very nice pension and go off into the sunset and live in his big mansion or whatever the hell that is in Delaware that they're putting a wall around, right?
Right.
So that means Kamala becomes the president, right?
That would be right, yes.
So, she will remain the president, but her numbers right now are lower than Joe Biden's. So she will remain the president until 2024 comes along, at which time the Democrats will say, okay, Kamala, move over. We're going to let your vice president run. Here's a big amount of money. Go to Tahiti or wherever you want to go and enjoy your life. Who do you think I think they're going to name as vice president?
Well, Captain, I think that would most likely be Hillary Clinton.
It most certainly is. I keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. It brings Hillary back into the mix. Yeah, she'd be the vice president for a year and a half or so. But then come 2024, the push would be back in again to have her run for president. She'd be in there, and guess who they're talking about having run as her vice president?
Well, I don't know why, but they would think it'd be Buttigieg at this point.
No, Michelle Obama.
Oh, that's right, Michelle Obama. Yeah, you're
Michelle
right.
Obama. She has got the highest popularity numbers of anybody that calls himself a Democrat right now.
That's true. That's true. The Michelle Obama factor would certainly be significant.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would wonder about, Captain, certainly if Kamala Harris were to become president and if she would be making presidential decisions, I can't see how things would be going very well.
She would be making decisions at the request of the Politburo
show. Well, see, that's the thing, because they would have to set up for Hillary Clinton to be able to say, let's continue what we're doing. I think it would be harder for her to run and say, I got to fix this now or something.
No.
Because things would be so bad.
I doubt very seriously Hillary Clinton would say, well, let's continue what we're doing. No, Hillary Clinton would instead take the lead, like Kamala Harris didn't, as vice president, and run the country. Watch and see.
Well, and it would be such a convoluted mess at the same time.
And there are so many people out there going, he's out of his mind, he's out of his mind. No, folks, think about it. Think about it. Who else have they got?
Well, no, you're right about that.
Pete Buttigieg?
Well, they have
he's a freaking failure.
Well, they've got a very, very slim bench, basically, to go to. But at the same time, Captain, they have to deal with these policies that have absolutely brought the nation to its knees.
Well, here's what would happen with the black vote in 2024. The Republicans have made a lot of inroads, right?
Right.
But if Michelle Obama shows up, all bets are off.
But that's only because she would be a distraction. It would be a distraction from the actual problems that are actually happening, and it would simply bring a new cult of personality into the mix,
yep.
which they're fine with doing.
Yep.
But what the Democrats don't understand
yep.
is that every time they win something like this, it just goes south. They can't sustain it. They can't govern.
So I'm putting this out there right now. Could it be Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama in 2024? It most certainly could be.
It could be, and they'd have to make sure that Michelle Obama would want to take the number two position. So there's a lot of internal dynamics, I think, that still would have to be worked out, per se, and things could change. The global condition could change between now and then. But I think what you're putting out there, Captain, is not probably too far off of what's being talked about behind closed doors.
I've heard it.
In meetings.
Yeah. I've heard it from the Democrats. I've heard it. I've even heard it from some Republicans out there, but I've actually heard it from some of the Democrats that are in positions that they, and by the way, I get the emails, remember?
Right. Oh, right.
And this is being thrown around in the email circles.
Well, that's true. That's true. But again, if they think that they can use gimmicks in order to win, as they have done in the past, I'm wondering what will happen to the rest of the country at this point, because their policies are so bad I don't think people would stand for it anymore. It would just be the nail in the coffin, unfortunately.
Well, Eric is saying 11 months, 30% approval rating. Remember, 81 million votes. There won't be 81 million votes again, Eric. They found out how those votes came in, and I'm telling you right now, they're going to try to do that again, and they're going to get caught with their fingers in a cookie jar. They know how they did it. They know how to stop it.
Well, that's right. And there was always some modicum of voter fraud in the elections.
Sure.
But certainly, too, Captain, people would be hard-pressed to accept the notion that 80 million people went out again and voted for Biden or whomever, especially projecting what we think is going to be happening, continue to happen with the economy, with security, with all these different things. People just are not going to say, yes, please keep going with the same party in power.
And if they get a veto-proof Congress, House and Senate, in the 2022 election, which is possible, if they get a veto-proof election, and they pass what they haven't had in there before, and that is some sort of sustainable legislation to tell the country what to do if they have a problem like they just had with an election, because there was nothing in there, nothing at all to guide them, nada, zip, zero. If they put some legislation in there and put some teeth behind it, then we'd have an answer.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Price of diesel should be getting lower, taking its sweet time about it, because it's down 29 cents a gallon at the refinery. Meanwhile, I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promise.
job of 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on my mind for a piece of the promised land.
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn, hardworking man. How about that one, Kyle?
I like that one. Yeah, back from 1993, hardworking man.
Yeah, buddy. And that's one of the favorite trucking songs of all time for one Eric the Trucker who wanted to hear that tonight. He's out on the highways and byways cruising along. So, Eric, you truck him safe out there. We don't want to be talking about you off in some other wood or whatnot. But anyway, I'll tell you what. We are going to move along here because, taking a look at the weather, you know, periods of heavy rain on top of already saturated soils will lead to additional flooding and continued threats of landslides across western Washington. Of course, there will be a series of weather systems originating up in Canada, which will produce areas of snow and lake effect snow across the Great Lakes and Northeast. We're going to have a clipper coming across the area right now. And we do have a localized area of heavy lake effect snow right now from about Ripley to Dundee. That's about a 25-mile stretch where it's really coming down on I-90, the New York Thruway. And then again, of course, up in the Northeast, there'll be more scattered snow flurries. Now, Santa Ana winds are going to be continuing out there by you, Kyle, Southern California, and you take it away from there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. Up near Seattle right now, of course, there's flood watches going on from Seattle up to the Canadian border, and it looks like they're in for some rain, certainly on Monday, but then a little bit more on Tuesday, Wednesday as well this week, so you got to be aware of that. And, yes, the already saturated ground is certainly not something that they need to hear right now because it is so very serious. Portland, Oregon right now reading rain showers. They also have rain coming in on Monday. Looks like that's going to be the only day in the forecast until maybe next week. So that's a good thing. But also in Oregon tonight, we've got air stagnation advisories. This means, of course, that you're going to have a lot of pollutants in the air that aren't really going to circulate out of there too easily. So this is going to be especially most affecting our friends in trucks as they go up the I-5, Interstate 5 near Medford and Grants Pass. Also going up 395, looks like over towards Lakeview as well. So be aware of that. Over in Montana, we've got a lake wind advisory up in northeastern Montana tonight up near Glasgow. U.S. Highway number 2 would be affected by that. And also, it looks like we've got a wind advisory near Bozeman, just east of Bozeman near Livingston, this along I-90. Also, high wind warning as well for our friends down in Wyoming. This is going to be along I-25 near Wheatland. This is going to be north of Cheyenne. Yes, with the Santa Ana winds did die down, so that's a good thing. We'll see if there's any more forecast for them. But we're looking at high temperatures, though, Captain, in Southern California. And, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, a town called Woodland Hills had the highest temperature in the nation on Sunday at 90 degrees.
Hmm. Okay. I know where the coldest was, and it wasn't around here, thank God. But anyway, let's start out in the south down here, and we'll start along I-10. Now, up in the panhandle of Florida tonight, right around just east of Pensacola, about 25, 30 miles, you pick up some fog, and you'll run with the fog all the way across, if you're staying on I-10, all the way across to New Orleans, down around New Orleans, back up to I-10 again, where it comes back in off I-12. And you'll run into it across I-12 if you're going that way. Plus, in Louisiana itself, up about 50 miles from the Gulf, you're going to have dense fog all the way up through there, all the way across, and then continue along I-10. The fog will take you into Houston, the other side of Houston. If you're going on down towards the Mexican border, you'll be in it just about all the way down there to almost to Brownsville, then McAllen, then Harlingen and Spotty down in that area right now. Okay, moving up to the Great Lakes. The upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, they've got some unsettled weather conditions up there for a couple different reasons. Number one is the way the wind's blowing. Number two, the snow is going to blow inland instead of across the peninsula tonight. So you're going to get a different pattern of snow. You could get snow down into Wisconsin to include Green Bay over about halfway across Wisconsin tonight. People are watching for that right now. And as I said, up along I-90 right now, you've got a unique lake effect heavy snow warning for Ripley, New York, to about Dundee, New York, just south of Buffalo. And it is coming down big time over there along the thruway. We're talking about feet over the weekend, several feet, not just a few inches. And elsewhere, the Alberta Clipper that's coming across will jump a few inches as it moves into the northeast. Now, we do have some windy conditions across North Carolina. We've got some cold conditions across North Carolina. It is possible there could be some snow flurries down there, too, as this Alberta Clipper moves along. The northern part of Georgia, you've got temperatures in the 20s up along the Tennessee border and over along the northwestern corner up there north of Atlanta. Now you got temperatures at or near freezing down through Atlanta. Then it warms up a little bit, but the temperatures are kind of hit or miss in the 30s all the way down to the Florida line, where we have got a frost warning tonight for Valdosta and all the way over to Brunswick, Georgia right now. Temperatures will be in the low 30s, if not 31 to 33 degrees. And also, the north part of Florida got temperatures in the 30s. Just north of me, 40 miles or so, got temperatures in the 40s. We have got a temperature right now here where I'm at 56 degrees. That's going to drop off a few more degrees, but it won't be as cold as what it was last week, at least not tonight. So that's what we got for weather. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You got 30 seconds.
All right, folks, don't forget, stop into the Pilot or Flying J when you're out in the highways and byways across the land and join the Drivers Club. And don't forget to download the My Rewards Plus app to track your points. You're going to get points in everything you buy at the Pilot and Flying J. Build them up and use them for great stuff. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty, hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along into hour number two. It's kind of a busy Monday morning news-wise. We got a fair amount of stuff going on. And we'll get into a little bit more discussion because we brought up a few comments from the Peanut Gallery. We'll get into a little bit more discussion about what I was talking about. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.